With us now, Congressman Rush Holt. Congressman, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you for taking a few minutes on this last day before the election.
Always good to talk with you, Brian. Thanks.
And same first question, basically, that I asked Cory Booker. If you move from the House, in your case, to the Senate, what's the one biggest impact you would like to have on foreign policy and one on domestic policy that you can't have in your present position? Can you name one of each?
Sure, although the point to make, of course, is that the job of a senator is quite varied in, you know, across the board. But investment in America and Americans in general, that means investment in education, investment in infrastructure, investment in research, and actually bringing the word investment back into the debate. You know, there's this sense in Washington that we're a poor debtor nation. And, of course, investment, of course, what that means is spending money so that you are better off, wealthier later. And, in fact, we've got to get back to that, like the GI Bill in the Second World War. That was a tremendous investment, and I could go through lots of others. Internationally, and this is something that I think brings up my background as a scientist, climate change. I mean, the way we produce and use energy is the greatest insult to our planet. This requires not only a global perspective, but really an ability to deal with intricate details of a complicated problem, complicated politically as well as technically.
Indeed. One issue that you would have to deal with in the Senate that I'm going to ask all four of you about today, because it's changing beneath our feet, is the NSA surveillance program. President Obama announced reforms in his Friday news conference. And it kind of indicates that while Obama considers Edward Snowden a traitor, the president also acknowledged that Snowden revealed something troubling about Obama administration policy. Are there specific reforms you would like to see in the collection of metadata about everyone's phone calls and internet use?
Sure. And in the Congress, I actually ask anyone there in Congress. I have been the most outspoken over many years now, long before anybody heard of Snowden. About warrantless spying on Americans. And I am the author of legislation pending now to repeal the Patriot Act and the FISA Amendments Act. I served on the Intelligence Committee, and I saw how this is being misused, and I see the damage that it's doing to American society and really the very idea of America, because it's changing the relationship between the citizen and the government. If the government regards citizens, regards Americans as suspects first and citizens second, that's a fundamental change that we cannot tolerate. I caught, just as I was holding on the line now, a snippet from Mayor Booker saying he support the, you know, he's talking about this now. Well, he's talking about this now only because I've raised it. I am the progressive in this race, and over again, I've been raising these important issues in the campaign on carbon tax, on breaking up the banks, on stopping spying on Americans, on single-payer universal coverage and health care and so forth. And Mayor Booker has avoided talking about these things. Now I'm pleased to hear that he is talking about them. But what he has said on domestic spying, on warrantless spying on Americans, up until now, he's been saying, well, let's shed light on this and have a discussion. I'm saying, no, let's stop it.
He said you and Congressman Pallone both voted for the Patriot Act, which was a way of questioning your liberal credentials on this.
Yeah, I don't think that is a very good challenge of my liberal credentials. Yes, it's true. In September, when we were attacked of 2001, I voted for the Patriot Act. It didn't take me long to realize that was one of my biggest mistakes, and I have consistently opposed it ever since, in the reauthorization. And as I say, I am the sponsor of legislation in Congress now to repeal the Patriot Act and the FISA Amendments Act.
Okay. I asked Cory Booker earlier about his ties to the internet startup Waywire, which the Times has been reporting on. But he brought up that you have not filed your financial disclosure forms that were due in May, while he said he and Congressman Pallone both filed and then amended theirs. Is that true? And if so, what's the delay?
I have always filed my financial statements. This May, I asked for a routine extension because there have been two deaths in the family. My wife's mother died. My uncle died. In both cases, we received some inheritance. And to figure out how to report that properly, I asked for an extension. The papers have been filed. They were filed. This is not at all comparable to Mayor Booker's failure to mention his largest asset. And only later did he file an amendment. Oh, I forgot to mention my largest asset, which was a company that was given to me by some investors. What I'd like to say, rather than talking about that, is the endorsement from the National Organization of Women Now, who have said that I am the progressive candidate, that I'll support equal rights amendment, equal pay for women, marriage equality, protection of Social Security, labor rights. These are their words, by the way. Public sector workers' rights, environmental protection, single-payer health insurance. Will defend civil liberties. And by the way, I've been the most outspoken and really the first in Congress to take the New York City Police Department to task for their profiling of Muslims in New Jersey and elsewhere, for infiltrating the Muslim Students Association at Rutgers and NJIT and camping out outside of halal markets. The now is correct that I would strongly continue to defend civil liberties. And they further say I wouldn't bargain away workers' rights and protections in the name of free trade. So I'm pleased to have that endorsement, but I wanted to read from it because it was such a good, comprehensive statement.
Congressman Rush Holt, running in the New Jersey primary tomorrow in the special election Democratic primary to replace Frank Lautenberg in the U.S. Senate seat, in the U.S. Senate. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
And we'll continue in a minute with the other two candidates, Sheila Oliver and Frank Pallone, and then we'll get more of the detail on the federal court ruling today declaring the stop and frisk program of the NYPD as practiced unconstitutional. Stay with us.